Locker room chats continuing here today, midseason tournament time and high school hoops. We're talking Perry LeCompton. We got the girls coach joining us. That is Joey Franzetta, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also want to thank Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. Cause going through the Jefferson County North tournament right now, and they got one more game coming up tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a moment. But obviously, coach, you advanced to the semifinals with the first game of the tournament on Monday. Big win against Atchison County. So let's start there. Take us back to Monday night. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Defensively, probably our best defensive performance of the year. It was just not just a one person thing. I mean, I thought we did a lot of things all together. Just kind of an all around effort defensively. So that kind of set the tone. Half court offensively, we weren't very good. Just kind of stagnant, I felt like. But I'll give credit to ACCHS. I'll tell you what, if they get into half court, they have so much length and size, especially inside, that can really bother a lot of teams. So, kind of once we found our rhythm, we did pretty well. And second half is kind of nice because we were able to kind of cruise in the second half, get some of our lower level varsity kids some playing time and everything like that. But I mean, it's a good way to start the tournament. I can't ask for much more than a 39-point win. So, I mean, hard to nitpick too much on something like that.
Right, exactly. And, you know, that win gave you three straight wins and you went into the semifinals last night, a rematch with Rossville. So you saw Rossville about 8 days ago, and you won that game. It was a great game, 57-53. So you see him 8 days later in the semifinals last night. This time, Rossville trips you up 54-44. What do you think was maybe the key difference in the loss to Rossville last night, maybe compared to the win that you got 8 days ago?
I think if you just point out the obvious on either side, I mean, when we played Rossville the first time, one of their better players, and Riley Dick, she got hurt pretty early on, about halfway through the first quarter, I think. So, I mean, you take away one of their better players, it changes the complexion of the game. And, I mean, this is kind of the same thing happened yesterday with us. We had one of our better players, Macy Corcoran, she went out with an ankle, and she missed basically from, like, about early second quarter on. So it's kind of weird. It's like we kind of played the same game twice, but it's just kind of the roles were flipped both sides. But defensively, I thought we were pretty good. We did a good job of following our scout, doing what we need to do. I'll give a lot of credit to Rossville and their, their auxiliary players, if you will. They did a lot of really good things. They had a lot of kids step up and make shots that haven't been making shots consistently all year. And they made free throws. That was one thing that neither team did a very good job of on our game last Friday. But Wednesday, Rossville really stepped up and made a lot of free throws. So credit to them. I mean, I think we played pretty well. We got pretty stagnant on offense again. So obviously that's kind of a big bugaboo right now that we got to figure out. But good news moving forward. Obviously play Friday, play Atchison, and then we do have kind of an extended break because we don't play for another week. So
yeah,
it's going to be nice to kind of sit down and really focus on us and rest up and kind of get into this final stretch. So
yeah, and you talk about Atchison. That's the team you're going to play tomorrow to maybe potentially end up in third place in that tournament over at JCN. You know, with these midseason tournaments, more times than not, it's a good opportunity for coaches to actually get a better scout on teams. You know, potentially who they're going to see. Have you had a chance to watch Atchison throughout the week? What's kind of the thought there in that matchup tomorrow in that third place game?
Yeah, I was able to watch them a little bit yesterday. But there's no crossover or anything that we see from them during the season. I mean, obviously they're in a totally different league and they're playing, you know, more 4A, 5A, even 6A point opponents in some cases. But so yeah, it's weird. It's not like you even get film from them and you kind of see what they're doing against other teams. So it's kind of a unique situation, but it's pretty good. Cause I mean, obviously there's a good chance that pops up in sub-state at some point too. So, I think length for them is a really big thing. They want to get out. They shoot the ball at a really, really high rate. So we've got to be able to make sure we rebound, and we're going to have a lot of long rebounds as well. They shoot a lot of threes. We're just going to have to play. I think if we play as well as we have defensively the last 2 days of the tournament, we're going to be in a pretty good spot. And then offense, I think getting out in transition is going to be a key for us, and figuring out just a way to get something going on in the half court. Whether it's we need to run more sets, and maybe I need to do a better job of that. Maybe it's we need to have a better job of just flowing into our offense a little bit better. I don't know. We'll do some more evaluation on that over the weekend and see what we need to do. But I mean, for right now, if we get out in transition, play defense, and then just piece together a pretty decent game in the half court, I think we're going to be all right.
There it is. Perry LeCompton girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta joining us. They'll close out the JCN tournament tomorrow in the third place game as they take on Atchison. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Brandon.